Hello. In this video, I'm going to demonstrate how you can set up recovery for your VMware virtual machines with Azure Site Recovery. Specifically, in this first video, we will set up the on-premises components that are necessary to start protecting your virtual machines and physical servers with Azure Site Recovery. To get started, you will need a Windows Server 2012 R2 virtual machine. We recommend that it at least have 600 GB of free disk space. You can also refer to the Azure Site Recovery Capacity Planner for specifications for this virtual machine. It is mandatory that you have vSphere Power CLI installed on this virtual machine, and you may have rebooted this virtual machine before you get started with the setup process. If you have VMware virtual machines and physical servers that you want to start protecting with ASR and replicating to Microsoft Azure, you start off by installing the process server and the config server on the combined DR gateway on-premises. The unified setup that I'm going to demonstrate in this video will install both of these components, and once the registration is complete, your DR gateway will be communicating with your vault in Microsoft Azure. To get started with the registration, browse to your Azure Site Recovery Vault in Azure and download the right registration key from your vault and make it available on the server that you plan to register with Azure Site Recovery. So this is the virtual machine where I plan to install my DR gateway, which in turn will install the configuration server and the process server. From my Contoso ASR vault in Azure Site Recovery, I have also gone ahead and downloaded my vault credential file, and I have placed it on the desktop of this virtual machine. This virtual machine is currently running Windows Server 2012 R2. Notice that I have also installed VMware vSphere Power CLI, and I also went ahead and rebooted this virtual machine before I get started with the actual installation. When you launch the installer, you will get the option of either installing the configuration server and process server, or deploying any additional process servers to meet your scale needs. We recommend that you try out the ASR Capacity Planner to determine how many additional process servers will be necessary to meet the scale requirements of your data center. Since I'm installing for the first time, I'm going to choose Install the Configuration Server and Process Server option. I'm going to accept the third-party license agreements. We do install MySQL. You have the option of having this virtual machine connected to the internet via a proxy or directly. In my case, I'm going to connect with my existing proxy settings. At this point of time, we will run a few prerequisite checks. Specifically, we'll ensure that there are no pending restarts, the fact that you're running a Windows Server 2012 R2 virtual machine, that your time is in sync with the global time, and then also a free space requirement warning will show up if you don't have at least 600 GB of free disk space on this particular virtual machine where you're running the setup. Go ahead and specify a password for the MySQL database. At this point of time, if you are going to protect VMware virtual machines, we will ensure that you have the correct CLI already installed. You can then specify which drive you want to actually install the setup. Provide the Site Recovery Vault key. Notice that I have already downloaded it and made it available on my desktop. And then proceed with the installation. At this point of time, ASR Unified Setup will install all the third-party components. It will also install the configuration server and the process server. It will install the components that are necessary to replicate data to your Azure Site Recovery Vault. And also, because you have provided the vault key, in my case, it was that Contoso ASR vault registration key, it will also go ahead and register with the vault that you created in the Azure Site Recovery portal. At the end of this setup, you should be able to go to the Azure Site Recovery vault and actually see your on-premises server. In my case, it is my Contoso Gateway 1. It would show registered to the Azure Site Recovery vault. So checking back on my VM where I was actually running the unified setup, it took me maybe around 15 minutes and all the components have been installed. The setup does ask me to confirm that Power CLI was actually installed. And at that point of time, it will tell me what my configuration server connection passphrase is in case I need to use it at a later point of time. And with that registration done, I browse back to my Contoso ASR vault in the Azure Site Recovery portal. Under the servers, I can now see a Contoso Gateway 1 configuration server is already showing connected. And if I actually happen to click on it, it will tell me that the server details are specified and also a process server has already been installed and it has also been registered. So that was it. With one simple unified setup, I was actually able to install all my on-premises components on my Contoso Gateway 1, which is going to work as my DR gateway. And at this point of time, I am actually ready to get started with protecting VMware virtual machines. But for that, you'll have to check out our next video on how you can actually discover a vCenter server using the Azure Site Recovery Vault.